What happens if you meet someone before you're supposed to meet them? How do you feel about being chosen or not chosen in your relationships? Greetings, good listeners. I'm storyteller, spell weaver, and multiverse historian, Shanga Tagore. I want to take a moment here and introduce you to the very first VIP Backstage Pass episode of the Ancestors Writer's Room. To listen to the full episode, you do need a backstage pass, which you can find out more about in the show notes. But here I wanted to take a moment to introduce you to the topics we're exploring in that episode and give you a little teaser. I had a moment in the quantum realm a few days ago with my future partner, who I haven't met yet, who showed me a time in our actual physical 3D lives where our paths crossed. Like, for real. It was 11 years ago. I was performing a poetry, dance, song, storytelling extravaganza on my birthday at Buddies in Bad Times Theater at the first ever LGBTQ+ dance conference and showcase in Upper Turtle Island, aka Canada, that my friends and I organized, and my future partner was in the audience. When he saw me perform on stage, my altar, he knew exactly who I was. Maybe not with all the words, but he knew how he felt about me. He felt the life we would or could have together. He knew I was one of the most epic love stories he'll ever meet. He was in another relationship at the time, but that had just started. Either way, my partner had the full freedom to say, "I'm gonna choose this. I'm going to choose this singing, dancing relationship in front of me because I know in my bones what it is." Basically, I'm telling you that my future partner, love of my life, full out saw me 11 years ago, recognized me, and had full freedom to choose our relationship, and he didn't. He saw me, and he didn't choose me. Instead, he stayed in his current relationship. Now here I am, 11 years later, hearing this story for the first time, sitting with my ancestors' writer's room, and I'm like, what? We weren't chosen? Now hang on, let's look deeper. I know what you're thinking. Why don't you just do a poly thing and everyone's happy? Okay, sure, yes, we get there. But no, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean that these two different relationships, these two choices that were in front of my partner, existed in two conflicting, converging paradigms. You cannot be in both at the same time. You have to make a choice. How do we handle those moments where we have two paradigms in front of us that cancel each other out, or that create some kind of grand impossibility and paradox in the universe because they're not supposed to exist in the same world at the same time? There's a concept in multiverse history like that. If too many doppelgangers, i.e. different versions of you from different timelines, somehow find their way into the same world, and they get too close to one another, you will go mad. With all the noise, you will lose your sense of identity. I'm pretty sure they made a Marvel movie about that, but I would go so far as to wager that Marvel took it from the multiverse historians, and we said it first. But that's basically what was in front of my partner that night. Two paradoxical paradigms that aren't supposed to exist at the same time, same place. Except it was peaceful. Because of how my partner decided to show up in relationship to the paradox. And that was the medicine. This is part of our global study. This is the moment we're in right now. There are converging, conflicting paradigms in our energy field. The medicine is, can you be at peace with that? And can you just make a choice? Toward the end of the episode, my partner recognizes me and the gift I gave to him on my birthday as he witnessed me perform on stage, my altar. He recognizes me as someone who is ancestrally required to give gifts to the world, on her birthday. I can't help it. It's written in the quantum architecture of my first breath. So my question to the world is, now that you know that, what will you do with it? Will you take advantage of it? Or will you protect it? See, that's what it actually means to be chosen or not chosen. It's seeing someone you love and recognizing them for their gifts. Recognizing them for what they walk and roll with, their ancestral directives and their quantum birth chart. Some may call it simply your true heart or your true name. We recognize each other for who we really are, and we make a choice. Will I take advantage of your gift, or will I protect it? In some moments in time, that means moving closer together. In some moments, it means walking away. I know my future partner, as I knew him 11 years ago, as I know him today, as I'll know him when we eventually meet. I know exactly the choice that he made. But I want to know what you think, good listeners. Keep listening. I'm going to share a few clips from the full episode, and then you can visit our VIP Backstage Pass webpage to listen to the whole thing. Find out everything you need in the show notes. Here are some clips. But it makes sense, right? We're the type of love that, if our paths had crossed at any point in our past lives, we'd be done for. Done for, like we would fall in love immediately. We would throw away whatever else we had going on and choose to be together. And done for, like if we had met earlier in our personal healing journeys, I don't think our relationship would have survived the huge ancestral initiations we were both tasked with, especially over the last 15 years. This was night one of our performance showcase, and I'm closing the show. This was one of my favorite and best performances of my life. It was a love letter to every version of myself that had lived and died and lived again, making it to this incredible year, 29. It's hard to accurately describe the weeping gratitude and celebration of the audience that night, or what it feels to be the one person on stage catalyzing such a response and also receiving it. There's something about the healing we really ache for as queer and trans communities. To witness someone on stage love herself so ferociously, telling her truths, reclaiming her body's right to be seen, her voice's right to move through everything. The painful, the hard, the ugly, the beautiful, the silly, the sensual, the glorious. He shows me what happened on his end that night. He had just started dating the person who would become his first serious long-term relationship. The first relationship that would tear open his ancestral wounds, shatter him so completely, and bring him to his knees, to a place that only spirit can truly speak to, let alone heal. But at this point, it was the beginning, and it was so good. It's clear that in this story, my partner doesn't choose the dream, he chooses the wound. He chooses the relationship that will shatter him and break him open, not the relationship that is infinitely unbroken and already everlasting. Why does he make this choice? Why does he make this choice, and when? How does his choice help you think about your current relationships and the timing? How does it help you think about the world, the multiverse? I want to point to the title of this episode. Am I in the right relationship? The parentheses here is significant. The is in parentheses. This is a big question. Am I in right relationship? And how that converges with the smaller question, am I in the right relationship or relationships? The decolonizing journey teaches us to continue returning to this question. Am I in right relationship with myself, with the land, with all of life? Can we ask ourselves today, what right relationship do we need to prioritize in order to be in good standing with the future we want to birth, build, or experience? And do our personal relationships conflict or complement or converge with our overall sense of right relationship? All right, good listeners, that's it for today's teaser. If you're ready for the full episode, head on over to the show notes and click on VIP Backstage Pass. Until next time, be brave, be a giant.